Thoughts on the basis for Irma ethics. Hello, thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. I am Marie. Welcome to my channel. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. I am writing this in English on the morning of September 17, 2025. The Irma is a large conglomerate of interstellar feline species that have achieved a very high level of spiritual, technological, and influential development throughout the entire galaxy. They are one of the most prolific groups of species known to dwell in the galaxy, especially in this quadrant we find ourselves in. While based on the first planet orbiting the star Vega in Lyra, they have also managed to develop countless subcultures and colonies just about anywhere you can possibly think of, including in Sirius, the Pleiades, and even in some parts of Orion, although these last are mostly military posts. They are considered an alpha species, if not the alpha species of the galaxy, as even the Dracos and the Alpha Dracos prefer to walk on the other side of the street when they see an Irma coming, if you know what I mean. The Irma excel in military endeavors, and are known to obliterate their enemies with the utmost effectiveness and swiftness, so they are a culture with a tremendous capacity for war. They are dedicated carnivores, and they like to hunt even when in their large cities and when on their starships. They mostly consume laboratory-grown meat that was never an animal. They have achieved a level of dominance and presence throughout this galaxy that has no rivals, making them the most influential star race known, even outperforming the human Lyrian race, which is also found just about everywhere. But the Irma are also known for their spiritual achievements, integrity, and willingness to help and protect anyone in need. They are fully known because of their ability to function well and naturally in both the physical world and in the astral realms. Even when they insist that there is no difference. But how did a well-integrated and cooperative group of cat species develop so highly? There are many aspects to the Irma, but here I will concentrate on the basis of the ethical side of them, as well as on their unbreakable integrity. These are my thoughts and conclusions, as I did not talk to them about this, so it's just me sharing with you what I have observed about them. About the basis of their ethics, imagine you are a member of their culture. You wake up one morning or from one of your long naps, and you see yourself in the mirror. You are a magnificent 300-kilogram tiger in this case, for example. You are over 9 feet tall, and you know yourself to be one of the most incredible, magnificent, and beautiful creatures of the galaxy, and every part of your body reflects power and unbreakable strength. You know yourself to be incredibly beautiful, with all your stripes and whiskers. Every bit of your fur is magnified by the huge muscles showing from beneath, and you are blessed with superior intelligence and intuition. You grew up in a culture where you are constantly bombarded with evidence of what I just said, and you are taught that no one can challenge your people, your culture, which is as rich as few are, and full of nurturing features and activities. The Irma have subcultures and colonies just about everywhere, so there is no shortage of resources. Anything you can ever want and need is at your disposal with no effort, so all your attention goes to higher, more important tasks, liberating a lot of time to contemplate life from a spiritual angle, just as any cat often does, as they just sit there in their thoughts and enjoying their well-being. This leads to the development of high philosophical practices and conclusions, as the Irma are very prone to communicating with one another in their complex verbal telepathic language based on highly articulated growls, meows and purrs, achieving more phonemes than what human Lyrians can articulate, and enabling them to be able to voice other languages, including human. The Irma don't know fear, or at least not as we do, because they were raised with the utmost richness in resources while also being protected by the most powerful culture ever known. This means that whatever they want, they get. Furthermore, whenever someone, or another culture, for example, wants to challenge their supremacy, wants to steal their resources or is being abusive towards them, they have the capacity to obliterate their enemies with such superiority that they hardly find anything a challenge anymore. Whatever they want, they take, and no one can stop them. When such a condition of total supremacy is sustained for generations upon generations of Irma, the mere concept of being drunk with power as we know it no longer applies to them. They don't enjoy being powerful, they don't seek power and dominance, as they already are power and dominance. They don't need to prove anything to anyone, they already know who and what they are, and that is pure power, shaped as a large cat. Seeking power and dominance is no longer necessary. That was achieved generations upon generations ago. This means that there is no longer a need to think, much less worry about survival needs or anything else along those lines. Being highly telepathic and with so much time to contemplate the philosophical aspects of life, the Irma have developed a high sense of empathy towards all creatures and living things. As they are so good at entering the astral realms and seeing all events and creatures from that, under the table point of view, they take the suffering of others as their own, without losing awareness of who they are. They are perfectly aware that all creatures with a soul connect to Source and are Source itself expressing itself as every creature that exists. The Irma have lost the capacity to hate as human Lyrians do, as hate, or hating something or someone implies or includes a lot of elements of frustration, a lot of fear and impotence to solve the reasons why that other is hated. Whenever an enemy appears and there is a reason for their intervention, it is obliterated with total force and supremacy, as their ethics and confidence in their judgment are so high that they are convinced that there was no other option. The Irma were all brought up to trust themselves and their thoughts and judgment. Such a powerful creature in such a rich culture and environment, and their propensity to engage in philosophical endeavors, will inevitably develop very high ethics and integrity. Being so powerful in every aspect, and for so long, and having developed such an astral capacity, inevitably will cause their empathy for others to become extremely high, thus the suffering of others becomes their only weakness. The only way the Irma can experience despair, impotence, and fear is by looking through the eyes of other creatures they are empathetic with, creatures that are not as blessed as they are. Adding to this, as just about everything in their life and culture is solved, the only way such a strong creature as an Irma can continue being so, without falling into the seemingly inevitable consequence of living in a challenge-free environment, is to go help others. As the saying goes, hard times create strong men, who create good times, and good times create weak men, does not seem to apply to the Irma. Their range of influence around the galaxy is so large that they inevitably run into trouble, even more so when they engage in protecting all cultures and species in need. And even when peace reigns in their home planets. With such power, they no longer have the urge or the necessity to be an abusive species, even if they have the potential to be one, perhaps the most horrible species in the galaxy. They chose the other road, to become the ultimate protectors. To become the light being and not the monster. All because of their empathy, which has become so large, at least partially because of their vast understanding of the astral realms and how everything and everyone connected there. Thus, the Irma can't stand abusive people, cultures, or species, as they know that more can be achieved through good cooperation, as they have demonstrated being so prolific and being present in a non-invasive way all around the vast galaxy, as they have managed to help other star races, respecting and guiding them towards becoming positive, empathic, holistic societies, like they are. The Irma have managed to set colonies and alternative Irma planets and societies all around the galaxy without invading others. On the contrary, their presence is always seen as an enriching factor for everyone. And I have seen this firsthand in the Alcyon Council, as the Hyadian Irma from Merope have been nothing other than providers and protectors for the rest of the civilizations in the Pleiades, and recently, the gateway to legally setting the Triad Alliance between Antaria, the Alcyon Council, including Teigita, and the entire Irma conglomerate. Their superior power and dominance have caused them to become highly ethical and empathetic, making them transcend their need to validate themselves as the apex species, turning them into spiritual guides and protectors, not only in the physical world but in the astral as well. Having nearly unlimited power did not turn them into the ultimate monsters, it turned them into light beings, guides and protectors of weaker species. This will be all for today. As always, thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. It helps this channel grow a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love and appreciation, your friend, Marie.